Anti-Israel Columbia students defy suspension, continue protest, claim skunk spray used. By Joel B. Polak on January 24, 2024. Anti-Israel students at Columbia University whose organizations were suspended due to violations of campus rules are allegedly protesting under other organizations and claim that they were sprayed by two Israeli soldiers with a foul-smelling agent. In November, Columbia suspended two pro-terror organizations, Students for Justice in Palestine and the misnamed Jewish Voice for Peace, which opposes the Abraham Accords peace process, for repeated violations of university policies on protests. But according to Columbia students quoted by the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, the university is looking the other way and ignoring that the same kids are doing the same thing and they're deciding not to enforce, and it's just disappointing. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian students are claiming that several anti-Israel protesters were hit with a chemical weapon known as skunk spray. They blame two Israeli soldiers, who have reportedly been barred from campus pending investigation. Two Columbia University students, both IOF soldiers, sprayed a chemical weapon on peaceful protesters. Skunk spray is used on Palestinians in the West Bank by the Israeli occupation. It is known to cause nausea, abdominal pain, and vomiting. At Columbia must take action. pic.twitter.com/skzmichbo. Columbia Students for Justice in Palestine. At Columbia SJP, January 20, 2024. A police report was filed, but no arrests have yet been made. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, radical students continued to protest. Hey at Columbia, really? Permitting a protest right in the middle of your campus advocating the destruction of Israel by violent revolution? From groups previously banned from campus? I'm sickened by this. pic.twitter.com/pfv4j0kn. David M. Friedman, at David_Friedman, January 24, 2024. The Columbia Spectator reported that entry to campus for the so-called emergency protest was limited to students. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the 2021 ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now updated with a new foreword. He is also the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.